All right, let's lift the curtain up. I put my headphones in. All of a sudden, all hell is breaking loose when Teresa's going on.
I dropped my mouse, my computer mouse. I dropped it on the ground. So then I push my chair back and I bend over to try and grab it. And there's you know, there's a lot of equipment under this console.
Ton of equipment.
The door is off right now.
Right.
I kick the door. So then the panel falls over on top of me. I'm trying to put the panel up and get my computer mouse. And my phone, my headphones are tied in a knot.
She's trying to take me down with her. That panel ran right into me.
And I don't know what it is. Every time I put down my headphones, they tie themselves in a knot. It's very weird. I don't tie them in a knot. They tie themselves in a knot.
The weird thing, that happened in all of 6 seconds. It was like everywhere.
That's how my life goes.
Welcome to your Tuesday. By the way, coming up at 7 o'clock, we're gonna crash your halftime party.
Yeah, we'll give you all the details. You'll have 3 chances to win every day in the 7 o'clock hour, 12 o'clock hour with Jenny Matthews, and 5 o'clock hour with Dave O. And it'll just be a lot of fun where you can enjoy the big game with Mix 93.3.
Mix 93.3, Kansas City's number one hit music station. Paparazzi ain't got nothing on this girl. Teresa's tabloid trash.
Very sad news this morning from singer Neil Diamond. He says that he has been diagnosed with Parkinson's disease. He's 76 years old, and he announced on his website that the diagnosis is forcing him to retire from touring, as the onset of the disease is making traveling and performing on a large scale very difficult. He says he does plan to remain active. He's going to continue writing and recording music. He says it's been an honor to bring his shows to the public for the past 50 years, and he's going to have to cancel already scheduled Australian and New Zealand tour dates.
Is this the number one karaoke song?
It should be.
When we were in Mexico, I think a couple of guys sang this song. We fill it
up with, I love this song.
I love all his music. The only reason I love his music, I had no choice but to listen to it when I was a kid.
Yeah.
Because my mom and dad, that was their favorite.
Yeah. This is just so fun. And wasn't it, as we come up on the Grammys this weekend, was it last year or in the recent few years where they did a tribute to him at the Grammys and they had the entire audience singing the song? Do you remember that?
Yeah, that
it's
was
been a few years
ago.
Now. But it was such a great moment seeing all these other artists, kind of just like us, like normal people that are singing along in their car. Here, turn it up for a second.
Here we go. For you, Neil. That's a sad, but he's had a wonderful life.
So good. So good. So good. All right. Justin Timberlake, he is out promoting the release of his album. That new thing, that album. The upcoming album, Man of the Woods. It drops on February 2nd. This is the current single, Filthy. And, of course, it's all leading up to his big Super Bowl halftime performance on February 4th. He's 36 years old now. He has one son with his wife, Jessica Biel. His name is Silas. And because he's around promoting all of his music, he's doing lots of interviews. And he just said that he would love to have as many kids as we can. That was the quote. Their son will be 3 years old this April. By the way, totally unrelated to Justin, but his wife, Jessica Biel, you've got to go on Netflix and watch The Sinner. It's a miniseries. It's not going to be, there won't be another season. It's just one, like, limited series. And it is so good. It is a mystery. It's very intense, and you have to figure it out, and you really don't figure it out until the very last episode.
Really?
It's really good. She was nominated for a Golden Globe.
I love stuff like that.
And I'll be honest, I like her. But I've never thought she was like the best actress in the world. This really shows what she can do. It's very intense. It's very emotional. She really had to give all of herself, and she's great.
Speaking of Netflix, you see their stock is through the roof right now. They added like 18 million people the last quarter.
I'm going to credit myself for that.
Teresa, I noticed you said she wasn't the best actress. You must have missed the cinematic masterpiece, Seventh Heaven.
No, I'm pretty sure I've seen it.
All right, well, you must have forgotten about her skills.
We'll just move on. Tara has a kind of skewed version of skills because she also is obsessed with Britney Spears.
Very true.
Even though we all know she really doesn't sing. She likes to lip sing a lot. And I know that Tara was devastated when Britney ended her run in Vegas. But guess what?
What?
She's not done performing. She just announced a limited summer tour. Now, you will have to travel. She's not coming through KC because it is very limited. But Tara, if you're having withdrawal, you can go see her in Washington, D.C., Connecticut, Pennsylvania, New York, or Florida.
That's amazing. I thought she was just extending Vegas, but she's actually traveling around.
She's going to do a little tour.
I love it. I'll be at every stop, Brit.
And the Oscar nominations come out today. Two films are leading the charge, with one being the heavy favorite. Three Billboards Outside Ebbing, Missouri has pretty much won almost every award it's been nominated for so far. It took home three at the Screen Actors Guild Awards on Sunday night, including outstanding performance by a cast in a motion picture. Now, most experts also predict The Shape of Water is going to get a few Oscar nominations, including Best Picture and Best Director. The Greatest Showman better get at least a nod for Best Original Song for This Is Me, or I'm going to riot. I just want you to know. Tabloid Trash brought to you by Hamburger Mary's, with daily lunch specials like 2-for-1 Burger Wednesdays and Half Price Sandwich Thursdays. They can't be beaten. For lunch, go to Hamburger Mary's, eat, drink, and be merry.
Mix 93.3 in Kansas City are disappointed that our team isn't playing in the big game this year. But we gotta admit, we're pretty excited about Justin Timberlake performing at halftime.
Hey, this is Justin Timberlake.
So we decided we'll just crash your party.
As long as I got my suit and tie.
Suit and tie, optional. Our friends from Dave & Buster's will hook you up with the food, the drinks, and watch JT during his halftime performance. Just listen each weekday during the hours of 7, noon, and 5 for your chance to win.
Touchdown!
From the station crashing your big game halftime party, Kansas City's number one hit music station, Mix 93.3, powered by Dave & Buster's.